Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I am Dean Weitzman, and this is Court Radio, every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We are here live and in the studio, ready to tackle your legal conundrums. Simply give us a call at 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly. Good morning there, Mr. Glenn.
Dean Weitzman, how are you, sir?
I am sparkling.
You are bright today. Yes, a very, very interesting and colorful and good-looking top.
This is
like an eagle thing, but there's something else going on.
Yeah, this is a sweatshirt that I snagged when I was down at F1 racing in Miami last year.
Ah, okay. That's nice, man.
Yeah.
Last time we saw you, the Eagles weren't Super Bowl champions. Welcome back, Super Bowl champion guy.
Well, yeah.
They paraded right by your building.
They did. Amazing. They handled them with ease.
It was a command performance, man, if ever there was one.
Yeah.
They made a statement. They sent a big statement to the rest of the NFL and to the Chiefs.
And to my pocketbook.
Oh, you did good that day, young man. A couple of shekels, didn't you?
Ching.
All right, ka-ching.
Yeah.
You didn't see that type of spread, though. You didn't. Did you foresee that?
No, if I did, I would have taken the Eagles minus 10, which I think was like paying, 2,000 to one or something.
Jesus.
You know, but
you did well.
I did well.
Good.
Yeah, I did well. Good. In fact, well, I wanted to show you, a new car that was added to the fleet.
Oh, stop, man. You just got the Porsche thing, man.
What?
You did that well?
Yeah. It was, now that we don't have any IRS agents, you know, since the president.
I want to ask you about that, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to get to those IRS agents. 400 IRS agents.
To start.
Yeah, we're canned.
Don't you think the timing is a little bad? It is tax time. Do you folks feel confident it's tax season right now? Why even bother?
Because you don't want to make it too easy on them. You know,
I'm just wondering who's minding the store up there then? Who's doing the return?
Well,
who's handling that stuff?
According to the president, we don't need the IRS. We're going to have
that's something a billionaire would say.
Yeah, we're going to have the ERS.
Okay.
Yeah, not the IRS, the ERS, the External Revenue Service.
Not what you meant, the Elon. Oh, Revenue Service.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah. External Revenue Service is going to collect tariffs from other countries, and we're going to raise the tariffs to some economists said it has to go up about 400%. So whatever you buy that was made or touched with a overseas product or components, you'll see like quadruple in price.
You know it.
So a car, like if you like your Toyotas, might be instead of 50 grand for a new Toyota, maybe 200 grand.
That's a lot.
I want you all to learn a new word for some of you young folks out there and some of you old heads who have forgotten this term. The word is skim.
Skim.
Yeah.
Skim.
Yeah.
Would you define it for them?
I need you to go back to your mob history, guys, especially with casinos and the money that comes in. The mob only cared about the skim. Thus, the guy in charge right now thinks like a mob boss, has ruined 2-3 casinos. Tariffs suddenly from nowhere. Folks, that extra dollar or two is the skim.
Wow, that sounds
You're being robbed.
Yeah. That term seems milky.
Well, that's not going to change for the next 3 years and 10 months, so
I hope so.
Get used to it.
I don't think he'll leave, but go on.
No, that's a whole nother thing.
215-227-2727. If you've got a legal issue that you've been pondering or sleepless nights please give us a call. We're going to tackle that issue and give you the answer today for free.
You're a legal guy. I got a question. All these folks getting fired and laid off, don't they have some legal issue?
They have. Well, all right. Let's. You want to jump into that?
Can we? I don't know.
Yeah. employees who lose their rights, lose their job, who have worked for the federal government, have very little recourse, and in all likelihood will not prevail.
Wow. So just like the state is an at-will employment, does it go by how the state does it or the federal goes by?
Well, that's the issue.
You have, yes, you have at-will issues, right? Uh-huh. But you also, the people that were primarily fired currently are on a probationary period, which can last up to 2 years in the federal government.
Wow.
That's a long probation.
That's
usually
a big cloud over your head, man, for a long time.
Let me just say this. Eventually, there's an organization or a board that will decide whether their firing was just or unjust.
Eventually.
Yes. It goes through many steps before it gets to the board. However, the president has taken steps to co-opt the board so that they will do his bidding for him. Now, under all previous presidents who kind of just allowed the civil servants to do their thing and didn't turn it into a political machine, the board ruled in favor of employees in only 98 cases out of 4,135, which I've done the math is 2.4%. Employees have won their case before the board. That's before it was politicized, 2.4%. And so the chances that that board's going to decide in favor of an employee are extraordinarily low and getting lower. So if the employee could show that the discharge was, let's get back to our normal thinking, if they can determine that the discharge was based on a discriminatory basis, then an employee may have a shot. But these employees aren't being fired because they're gay or black or Chinese. They're just in mass. They're firing everybody.
But they're eliminating positions.
Yes.
So, you know, they can just do that. And you're gone.
Yeah.
You're gone, and those folks no longer have a job. They no longer have a paycheck. And
now, they have to follow the procedural rules. So if an employee, let's say, is entitled to a 30-day notice and they did not give them a 30-day notice,
right,
then there could be a problem. Eventually, many, many, many months, if not years down the road, when the case is finally percolating up to the top. But in the meantime, they're going without food. So what do? They go get another job, and then that
hopefully
mitigates their damages. So there may be some claims here that are actionable over time, but it's not and who are they going to get to represent them? They need to hire. They're more likely to be successful if they hire an attorney.
And they're going to have to do that.
But then they have to reach into their pocket because the attorney's not going to do it for free.
You know, second mortgage on the house now.
So basically, just like regular people, you know, they get the handbook, and whatever's in the handbook is almost like a contract for employment. Whatever the contract is for being a federal employee will apply.
Yes.
Or go against them.
Yes. Mm. That is absolutely correct.
Eventually.
215-227-2727. How did the listeners feel about the firings? You know, was there too much fat on the bone with the federal government? Are these employees unnecessary? Is it a social welfare state, the federal government? And, you know, and how much will we save? Do we know? What will this do for us? Will it?
That's always the question.
Yeah.
And that's always the question that they never answer.
Yeah.
They just, you know, saying that we're, you know, because is it coming back to us? Is it just for his tax cuts that he wants to do? Are the tax cuts going to help normal people? What's going on with those who are under middle class?
Yeah.
Well, what happens to them?
Well, here we go. The whole issue was supposed to be eggs and groceries, right?
Eggs. Speaking of eggs, there was only two boxes of eggs in the Whole Foods yesterday.
Stop it.
And they were running on
eggs.
I felt like I was in in Russia in a communist country. There were two boxes of eggs, and they were $11.99 a box.
We got stores like that.
And one of them in each box was broken. I had to take the broken egg out and move a good egg in order to have a dozen eggs that worked.
Wow.
Thank you, Red Hats. Thank you all. And while all that's going on, planes are falling out of the sky.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
We're going to get to that, but I want you to see this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at is this.
Audience?
It?
Yeah,
this
that's
is it.
He's showing cars right now.
The cameras can pick this up, guys. You see that? Now tell everybody what they're looking at there.
That is a 2025 Porsche Spyder RS.
A Porsche Spyder
RS.
What do you call that type of? That's yellow.
It's like racing yellow. It's called. It's really a cool car. They took the GT3. Engine, and they slid that into a little Spyder, a little convertible. It's the only convertible with their racing engine in the whole Porsche lineup.
What year is that again?
A 25.
Of course it is.
It
now, didn't
screams.
You just get the other one with the racing stripe? And
yeah, that's the 911 ST.
That was about a month ago, was it?
Yeah. That was ordered a year ago.
Which is faster?
Which will feel faster is this.
The Spyder.
Yeah.
Will feel faster.
Yeah, yeah. This is lighter. It's got a little less horsepower than that 911
right,
ST,
right.
But
is the
lighter.
Engine right behind your head or is it in front of it? Where's the engine?
The
is that mid-engine?
Right behind your head. It's like
that's
you're wearing headphones. The engine is around your head.
Right.
I'm going to take you out on that when the weather breaks. And
so the Eagles,
I'm going to get your first impression.
You did that good with the Eagles, I said. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good,
oh
good
yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jalen. Thank you.
Thank you, Saquon.
Yeah.
Thank you, New Jersey, for Saquon. we got some calls, I see.
I see. We do have calls.
The number is always, guys, is 215-227-2727, 215-227-2727. Locking in, because it really should be your first call. Bottom line, it really should
Speaking of first calls, before we get to the callers, I just want to say that it's been a tragic couple of weeks, and we at My Philly Lawyer are now representing families that were impacted by the plane crash.
Oh, on bustle it, didn't
at on oh, Cottman
yeah.
Avenue,
yeah.
And also families in the collar communities of Glenside and Abington who have suffered losses from the fire at SPS.
Oh, technologies, yeah,
yeah. And
I have a cousin out there in Abington. Yeah, he was telling me.
I mean, was it as far as the possible toxic inhalations from the smoke?
We don't know yet what was in that smoke. But I can say that my clients have had respiratory problems since the fire, and it's not abated. And it's been, it's been, a week so far?
Mm-hmm.
They were thrown out of their house. The house has been contaminated.
Mm.
Debris from the fire, burning embers.
Did the embers and the ashes are flying overhead?
Landing in their yard.
Yard, yeah. Oh. My cousin
landing on their house. So if either of those scenarios, whether it's the Northeast plane crash or SPS fire, we are representing folks in those matters.
Are you representing damages past their homeowner's insurance or whatever their homeowner's insurance?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely, because their pain and suffering isn't going to be covered by homeowner's insurance.
Gotcha.
They're traumatized, too.
Their loss or diminution in value in their home is not going to be covered by their homeowners. So that house that may have been worth $300,000 or $400,000, $500,000, whatever the number is, may be worth less now and may never go back up to its original value because the house is contaminated. The land in the backyard may be contaminated.
You're talking about the chemical plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that, yeah, for SPS. And so, you know, unfortunately, in both of those scenarios, to a large extent, we're still waiting for the investigations to be completed. The NTSB, or National Transportation Safety Board, investigates all civil aeronautic incidents and accidents. And so the evidence...
None of those folks have been fired yet, have they, or laid off? Is that a concern?
Yeah, it's always a concern.
Yeah.
You know, especially in today's day.
Boy.
They have the evidence, right? Mm. They have exclusive access to the evidence during their investigation. And so we're waiting for the outcome of that investigation. But, you know, planes don't fall out of the sky for no reason.
I was going to ask
you this.
It's
almost always pilot error.
Mm.
Mechanical
failure, whether it's for failure to maintain the plane or a design defect. One of those three causes is almost always the cause.
So no act of God here. There's fault.
I believe there will be, and but again, we have to wait for the NTSB to complete their investigation.
Right.
215-227-2727. Let's talk to Gina, Eric, on line two.
Oh, Gina.
Okay.
Lost to Gina.
Yeah.
Interesting question coming up.
Must be, because he's like
taking a moment.
Reading along.
Line one, Crystal.
Oh.
Oh.
Hello.
Crystal, good morning.
Crystal.
Welcome to Court Radio, dear. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. Well, my question for you is, September 24, I was sexually assaulted by a student in my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
3-day suspension for offensive touching, because although it was captured on camera, it occurred during dismissal when my students and I were lined up in the classroom waiting to be dismissed. And the student, he was not in his class, came to me, pretending to want a hug, and instead he humped my leg.
Mm.
I felt his pants on my leg. As I said, he received 3-day suspension, and they said that was all they could do because none of the students could corroborate.
Okay.
And my question to you
is,
since that day, I've been on short-term disability because of that event. And I'm nearing the closing of my 180 days, and I have to go back to work. My question to you guys.
You have to go back to work unless you can convert from short-term disability to long-term disability.
Yeah.
And that's a medical issue. In this case, maybe a psychiatric issue. I presume that you have experts who are treating you, and those experts will have to determine whether you are capable at this point in going back to work or whether that disability would slide into a longer-term disability.
Now, in that event, it says that I will be terminated.
You could be terminated. You may be terminated. It really would depend on your contract and how long the contract recognizes a disability before termination occurs.
Mm.
But even if you're terminated, if the long-term disability is recognized, then you continue to get paid through disability until you're capable of going back to doing that type of work somewhere else. But yes, I have clients who are, let's say, out on workers' compensation. And after a year under contract with their employer, they're terminated. Their future employment is terminated. They may lose health benefits in that process. There's nothing wrong with that. On the other hand, if you're terminated, it makes it less likely that you're going to be able to go back to work, because your employer, for this work-related injury, was not able to provide you with subsequent employment. So they have to show that another employer is ready, willing, and able to hire you. So it puts you in a better position for your continued benefits. But in any event, all of those questions should be tackled by an attorney who represents you in this process. If you don't have one, feel free to give us a call on Monday, 215-227-2727. If we're not able to handle the matter for you, I will be certain that my team finds an appropriate attorney for you in the jurisdiction where the claim may arise.
Good luck, Gina.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Great question. Yeah. And good luck with your return to work.
215-227-2727. 215-227-2727. There's another one. Look at it. He's reading. Man, look at this. Another interesting question.
Well, because, you know, normally our recorder of questions, it gets it more succinct. This is like a paragraph. Line three, Sadiq.
Good morning.
Oh, Sadiq.
Good. Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm blessed, man. As long as I wake up every day, I'm blessed, man. No complaints, man.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
What's your question or issue, Sadiq?
Hey, man, I got kind of like a little story. Listen, I'm gonna do it as fast as I can, though, right?
Go for it.
2017, I was incarcerated. The judge wasn't even aware that this could be done. I know a little law, so I was in the law library doing my homework. I asked the DA, can my time be stipulated to the county? The district attorney granted it. The judge said, is this legal? All this is documented, too. It's on, you know, the stenographers, everything's court documented. The stenographer, everything, like I said, is court documented. The judge signed off. The DA signed off. Everybody agreed with it. I'm stipulated. My time is stipulated to the county. It's on black and white. I have it on paperwork. I'm in the county. I'm doing my time. I think I get woke up early in the morning. That's how they wake you up to go to court, or you getting transferred. They said I was a payoff. That means I'm being transferred to another jail. I'm confused. What's going on? Oh, you're going upstate. I said, this got to be a mistake. But that time in the morning, you can't call your lawyers. You can't call your family. So I had to take that ride. I took the ride upstate. I get up there. You know, I'm in Camp Hill now. I go to Greater Fort, then Camp Hill, get classified. Now I get the classifications in Camp Hill. I tell the lady, I said, because this is my second time upstate, so I wasn't new to it. I said, Miss, I'm not supposed to be here. I know you hear this all the time. But I'm going to come back down here with my paperwork once I get my paperwork. I came back down with my paperwork. I showed her. She said, wow, you're not supposed to be here. And because the time, everything is on there. Like, my question is, what can I do? And maybe I think now, because I was trying to get lawyers and all that, I just heard about you guys. I wish I'd heard about you years ago, because I would have contacted you. Maybe now I might not even be able to do anything now, but I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
Was I violated?
Okay. First off, yeah. Tell us when this happened.
This happened in 2017. I was sentenced in 2018, I believe. 18.
And when were you released? When were you released?
I was released in 2020.
Okay. The answer to your first question is no. You can't do anything now. It's beyond the statute of limitations. Which would have been
two years. 2 years. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Wait. But even if you could have, even if you would have called me back then, my question would have been, what are your damages, right? When you go to civil court, you could say your damages are you're in the wrong prison and you need to be moved. And that would be, hey, all right, move him from here to there. Let's assume for a moment you have monetary damages, right? What are those, if any? You're sleeping in Camp Hill, not
psychological trauma
for being in the wrong facility.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys might never been incarcerated, but
well, I heard from all my clients back in the day when I was doing criminal, that it was better to be upstate than it was to be in county.
They're right.
I thought
county was lunacy. There
especially,
was,
especially Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Heard. So people were looking to get upstate. It was a more sedate environment.
What county were you in?
I was in Philadelphia County CFCF. I was in CFCF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in any event, psychological trauma is recognized if you had actually gone to see a psychologist and gotten treatment and so on and so forth. But I think, okay, personally, my first impression is that damages are thin on your case, and it would not have been worth pursuing. Furthermore, when you bring a claim against the state, you have to fit into one of the recognized exceptions to the general grant of immunity. And so I don't see this fitting into one of those exceptions to immunity that state generally has the benefit of. Generally, the state is immune from suit. Commonwealth can be sued in only in certain circumstances. I'm not sure this fits into one of the prescribed circumstances that would be an exception. Damages are thin, and for all of those reasons, it's probably not that big a deal that you missed your statute of limitations. Sadiq, thanks for calling Court Radio, young man, and I'm happy to hear you're 4 years out.
I appreciate you, Doc.
All right, take care. 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly.
Folks, you can get both stations, by the way, on the app, either the Classics Philly app or the 103 R&B app.
How do people
watching us live right now?
Yeah, how do people see us live?
Go to the app live right now. Go to right now. We're on a Facebook Live. We're at Native Man right now. N-A-T-I-V-E. N-A-T-I-V-E-M-A-N-N. Native Man on the book. Tune us in live right now. There's Tactic. There's Dean. Dean, you can look at that top, bro.
Yeah.
That's a hoodie if I've ever seen one.
There you go.
And there I am right there with the glasses on and the salt and pepper beer. Deidre, thank you, Deidre. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Lewis. All you guys checking in right now. Hey, Keenan Harmon, how are you, sir? Mr. and Mrs. Harmon, all you guys. That's where you find us, guys. The Native Man at Facebook.
And if through the live on the app, if you have questions, you can post your questions.
We'll get your questions. Yeah,
but,
right
you
on.
Know, you better get your spectacles washed up because you're going to have to read those questions quick before they go.
Yeah, I see. I'm noticing
scroll.
That right now. So any questions, come on right now. I'll do the scroll.
All right. Well, in any event, let's move on with our show. We were talking about the fired Philly workers. We talked about...
Representing the plane crash victims and the folks at the chemical fire out there in Africa.
Now I want to turn to Mr. Sean Diddy Combs.
What? Well, really? Wait, that's a jump.
Let's save that for the second half.
Maybe after the break, huh?
All right. We're already up on the half hour.
We're up against it.
You gave him a taste. That's a tease. Right?
We'll be back, guys, in 2 minutes. Stay by. And if you got questions, keep them coming. 215-227-2727.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I am your host, Dean Weitzman, right here at Court Radio on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9. I got to turn my own mic on. How about that?
You mic-less guy, you.
How long have you been doing this now?
We've been chatting about the SPS fire in Abington, the plane crash in Northeast Philly. We've talked a lot about the folks in the federal government who have lost their jobs. And in all likelihood, there's very little avenue for recourse. The board that ultimately has jurisdiction over that, it's an administrative process. It's complicated. It has to ultimately end up before a merit board. And that board has decided in favor of employees 2.4% historically. But the board is being co-opted by the president to do his bidding. He's, you know, firing people off the board and appointing people that are his emissaries. And so for all of those reasons, I sincerely doubt that those federal employees will ever see a nickel out of their firing, even if the rules weren't followed completely. And if they do, they're going to have to show that they attempted to mitigate their damages or find another job. 215-227-2727. We've got folks on the line, and I'm going to take some of these calls. Line one, Rochelle. Hi, Rochelle. Good morning, and welcome to Court Radio.
Rochelle.
Rochelle going once.
All right. Well, Rochelle had a timeshare question. I'll just share with you. She has a timeshare. And the timeshare rate increased by $8,000 because they decided to renovate the property. Is this legit? And the answer is most definitely it is probably legit. Because if you looked at your timeshare documents, and, you know, those contracts are mind-numbing contracts to read.
Why?
If you read those contracts, you're in like a little condo association.
Yeah.
Well, one of the benefits of condo associations is that they take care of everything for a set fee and you don't have to worry about it. The downside is when there are, you know, big projects that need to be done, like let's say the roof for your condo needs to be changed. Well, if there's not enough money in the bank from your condo dues for that, they do a special assessment. And one day you get a bill for $8,000. And they may let you pay it off over time or not. Again, all depends on the language in the document. And so typically a Rochelle question like that would be, hey, go read your documents. Because that's going to be what determines whether you have a leg to stand on or not. But chances are they've been written by lawyers who went to Harvard or Yale, and you're not getting out of that contract.
It seems like it's been a problem for as long as I've been alive, as long as there have been timeshares.
Yeah.
This has always been an issue.
They prey on people in airports in foreign countries.
Is that right?
You go to Mexico, and you get off the plane, and you're looking for your bags, and you're a little confused. And all of a sudden, this really helpful person steps up.
Senora, are you okay?
Yes, exactly.
Senorita.
And you go, I don't know where the baggage is. He says, oh, I'll show you. And he puts his arm around
you. Let me help you.
And he walks you over, and he says, hey, listen, would you be up for, I'm going to pay you $500, and all you need to do is give me a half a day of your time on vacation. We're going to have lunch, and we'll have a, there's a pool.
You're going to give me $500?
Yeah. And like a spa, and they throw a bunch of stuff.
You're
going to
a spa and everything?
Everything. Yes. And then they bring you, that's his job. His job's done now. You're now sitting in, let's say, I don't know, the Hilton. And
nice suite, nice room.
And they have cats there who are, they know how to reach into your pocket, man. They really do. They reach into your pocket and they say, hey, come on, sign this contract. You like this place, right? Oh, it's gorgeous here, yeah. And every year you can come here for a week, and it's only going to cost you $128 a day.
Now, this is when you use your one opportunity to escape. Is there a bathroom? I'll be right back.
They are really good.
They are
really good. And they snag people. And before you know it, you're under contract somewhere. And you never go, and you're constantly paying.
And you get like a week.
And you hate your days. You hate your wife because she said she yes. Or you hate your husband, more likely.
You hate somebody.
Somebody's getting hated on. All right, let's talk to Johnny on line two. Oh, Johnny. Johnny.
Hey.
Hi, John. How are you?
All right, gentlemen. Here's my situation. I have given my car to a mechanic, and he's had it for well over a year. It's about a year and a half coming up on. And he was supposed to be giving me another catalytic converter. He took it off, but he ordered one, but that wasn't the right one. And now he has the right one, but he's having a problem with finding the right personnel to put it on the car. And I've gone to him, talked to him, and he's promised me I'll give it to you here or have it to you then.
Have you paid him?
Yes.
Paid him in full?
In full.
Yeah, that's...
And I've asked for the car back. He's dancing around giving me my car back. I've seen the car in the lot, but,
You have to sue him. Johnny, you have to sue him. That's the only way you're getting your car back. You know, what's the value of the car?
Well, it was a
hoopty,
probably about $4,000. It's a Lexus. It's a 2008 Lexus with minimal miles.
Okay. Well, if the car's value is under $12,000, and this mechanic's in Philadelphia, then you can go down to the municipal court in Philadelphia and file a complaint against him, seeking damages of the value of the car, $8,000. He'd have to come to court with a lawyer, and, you know, chances are he's going to call you and go, yo, what are you doing? Here's your car. And, you know, my question is, do you want the car back without the catalytic converter on? Let's say he throws the catalytic converter in the trunk and hands you the car back. You still have to get that put on somewhere. And maybe it's the right one. Maybe it's not. How will you know until you bring it somewhere reputable? So that causes a whole nother set of problems. But you could withdraw the complaint at that point, right? Get your car back, get the catalytic converter, go somewhere else. And then they're going to charge you whatever they're going to charge you to get the car running again. And then that might be your damages at that point. You pay $2,000 to the second guy. The car's running. Well, then you've lost $2,000 because that's what you expected to have had, a car that worked. So, talking to this guy after a year doesn't seem to be the answer. So my advice is to go down to municipal court. They're very helpful. You don't need an attorney. You probably could do this on your own. And start this process. All you need to know is the name of the fella or the name of his company or both and the address. And then, you know, some proof as to the value of your car, whether it's, you know, Kelley Blue Book or NADA or whatever, many of those sites online, or you can see it advertised for sale somewhere. You get some proof as to the value. You bring that, you print that out and bring it down there, and you should have enough to start this process for yourself.
This is Montgomery County, though, not Philadelphia.
Okay, so Montgomery County, you want to go to your district justice for wherever this mechanic shop is. Locate the district justice's office that's responsible for that area. And the process is the same, except it's out in the county.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Johnny, good luck with it. Give us a call back and let us know how things turn out.
Yeah, please do. Good luck, man.
Sure do. Thank you.
Uh-huh. 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal. Let's talk about Sean Diddy.
I just looked down and saw what we're about to talk about.
I'm going to do it the Paul Mooney way. The Diddy news.
So as you probably know, well, maybe you don't. Attorney Anthony Rico.
Right.
I guess I'm pronouncing that right. Rico, R-I-C-C-O, has asked to withdraw as counsel. He filed a motion to withdraw as counsel. He's vague about the reasons why he wants to withdraw. Trial is set for May, and he says, quote, although I have provided Sean Combs with the high level of legal representation expected by the court, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs. And he also notes that there are sufficient, quote, sufficient reasons, close quote, protected by the attorney-client privilege for him to secure his application for withdrawal. So we don't know why.
You left out a word.
What's that?
For him to be terse in his application to withdraw.
Yes.
Terse.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, he didn't use a lot of words. He was harsh and abrupt.
That can't be good.
No. Well, here's the thing. Diddy has other attorneys on the legal team who probably can handle this case without Rico's involvement. I never like to be involved in a legal battle when the attorney's name is Rico.
But it brings up
what are you saying?
It brings up an interesting question as far as can an attorney just quit a case? You know, can they just do that?
Most times the answer is yes.
Okay.
You know, there's, I don't know, 20,000 attorneys in the city of Philadelphia. There's hundreds of thousands of attorneys in the country. And the idea that this guy or gal has some special talents and knowledge that is different and better than anybody else, and you can't get good representation, quality representation, competent representation, unless he or she is your attorney. That's never going to fly.
So basically,
go get another lawyer.
So basically, if you're a regular Joe Schmo and you have an attorney and they want to leave your case, it's determined by the judge on whether them leaving the case is actually going to damage you.
Yes. And it really depends also on how close trial is to when the attorney wants to leave. So if this is 2 days before trial and the attorney's all geared up and ready to go, there's no way you're going to get competent representation having a new attorney come in at that late date. And so under those circumstances, the court may turn to the attorney and say, no, you're in for the long haul. Get your toothbrush and travel bag because you're not leaving until this case is done being tried. But that's rare. If the attorney gives the client appropriate notice, and the court figures the client should be able to find other counsel, and if not, there's a more serious problem going on here. Let's say Sean told Rico, hey, I done it,
Did he done it?
Yeah. Did he done it? I like that. Yeah. We might have
did
to.
Did he not?
Did he do or did he?
So, can the attorney represent Diddy if the attorney knows that Diddy done it?
That's your tongue twister, folks.
And so
say that three times.
And I say yes, Rico could represent Diddy even if Diddy done it.
Look, man, this is not going to go well.
But here's the but. He can't let Diddy get on the stand to say he didn't do it, because that would be suborning perjury. That would be participating in allowing somebody to perjure themselves.
That's a lie on the stand.
Because
for
of
you.
Attorney-client privilege, this attorney can never utter anything that went on between him and Sean Combs.
That is correct.
And it can never be used against him. He can't be called to trial or anything.
No.
So suffice it to say, though, these other attorneys, because you said Diddy has more than one.
Yes.
They know what this guy knows.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Let's say that Rico goes to jail and he's by himself and Diddy says, I done it.
Okay.
Then
the others wouldn't.
He might not share that with the others because he doesn't want to prejudice Diddy's representation across the board.
But attorney-client privilege, does it extend to your team? So if he has a team of lawyers, one lawyer communicate with the other lawyers like, yeah, he kind of.
But he may not communicate that to them if he knows that that's going to put them in a position where they won't be able to represent him either. But yes.
Could it be as simple as Diddy's running out of money?
Attorney-client privilege even extends to assistants who aren't attorneys in my office. Who may, be provided information that is protected. So yes, the attorney-client privilege is extensive, but it doesn't extend. It may not extend. This is a hotly debated area. It may not extend to the point where if your client is about to perjure themselves or has perjured themselves, you may have to notify, the attorney may have an obligation to notify the court that the client perjured themselves, which then breaks the attorney-client privilege because the ethical rules don't allow you to participate in creating a situation of perjury before the court.
But he would have had to perjure himself under the advisement of the lawyer to not do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Might have been his last official act. But then, Dean, when you, as an accomplished, experienced attorney, when you see this right away, what does your gut say? Is there an automatic, this means blah, 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 or?
Hey, this could be that he's not getting paid.
That's what I
mean. I doubt that in this instance.
Because he didn't say it.
He might not say it, but Diddy's got more money than sense.
But these lawyers are sucking it all up, though.
No. Okay. His pocket's deep enough to handle this.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a money thing.
I don't think either.
Yeah. Which leads me to believe it's probably, maybe it's just not following the attorney's advice. Maybe the attorney doesn't know that Diddy did anything, but he also knows that if Diddy gets on the stand, he's going to be made mincemeat out of, and it's not going to help his case. And he may say to Diddy, listen, my advice is that you not testify. Right. And Diddy says, I don't care what you say. I'm going to tell the court and the jury what I think. And the attorney may say, well, listen, if you're going to go do that, you're not following my most basic advice. I'm not going to be able to represent you because I'm not going to watch this ship go down. I think we have a shot at winning this. Our only shot at winning this is if you shut your mouth and sit there and let this thing happen.
It's hard for some people to do.
It's really hard sometimes. But sometimes that's the best advice.
I got a quick opinion from our attorney, Keir Bradford Gray.
Ah.
She says this could also be there is a difference in the way they are going to handle the case. So the attorneys may be in disagreement, and that one attorney may want to leave.
It could be a disagreement between the attorney and the client, or a disagreement between the attorney
and the team. Sound like you know something, counselor. Give us a call.
Yeah. Thanks, Keir.
Thank you.
That is not unusual. And getting the court to agree to let him out is almost definitely going to happen. Hmm. He's going to get his walking papers. 215-227-2727. We'll be back after a two-minute break while my sponsors have their way with you.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Here we go. Good morning. Welcome back. I am your host of hosts, Dean Weitzman, every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
Hosting for Court Radio, brought to you by My Philly Lawyer. You know those guys?
Ooh, they're pretty good.
Really good. Oh, my Lord.
Currently handling the folks who were recently in the mishap on, what, Cotman and Buston Avenue up in Roosevelt Boulevard?
Well, we wouldn't call it a mishap. It's a tragic accident. We are investigating that. We represent families in the plane crash and also the SPS fire in Abington, Glenside, Jenkintown area.
You folks are in good hands.
Yeah, and we won't rest until we get answers. I mean, that's the bottom line. We won't rest until we get answers, and our clients will be compensated.
Amen.
And made whole to the best of the ability of money to do that.
215-227-2727. 215-227-2727. Lock that in, folks. It should be your first call.
Thank you.
That's true. Yeah,
counselor. All right, let's talk to James on line five, Eric.
Morning,
hi, James. Good morning. Welcome to Court Radio.
Hello, Dean. How are you?
I am well, thank you. We don't have a lot of time, so let's get right to your question, James.
Okay. Basically, the long and short of it is I was in the hospital, and I was arrested, taken out of the hospital, put in jail, in the federal jail downtown. Then, furthermore, down the line, the judge dismissed the charges, exonerated me from the charges, right?
Mm.
And therefore, they, as far as I'm concerned, they violated my civil rights by putting pressure on the doctor to medically clear me to leave because I was getting life-threatening treatment there at the hospital.
Let me interject one question. When did this happen?
It happened 2019.
Okay, so you've got a lot of problems, not the least of which is your statute of limitations. And so 2019 could be 5, maybe up to 6 years ago. You have a 2-year statute of limitations. And in this case, your defendant would be the federal government because it was a federal case. And so there's a Federal Tort Claims Act that may apply to this case. They have their own requirements as to when the government has to be notified and how you have to notify them. And it's a complex set of rules that you have to follow. And they're very time sensitive rules. 6 years later, 5 years later is going to have been too late for you to pursue the potential claim. Now, if you had come to us at that time, was there a claim? I'm not sure. It really would depend on whether you could establish that you sustained damages from the acts committed by the federal government in violation of your rights. And so if your medical condition was made substantially worse,
or there's permanent issues,
permanent injuries because they didn't give you the right treatment for the right amount of time, then you may have had a claim. But unfortunately, because of the time constraints, whatever claim you may have had, you've waived, which is why it's vitally important, folks, when you've been wronged, to contact an attorney immediately. And so, unfortunately, James, that's my take home on your case. I appreciate your calling. Have a great Saturday. Guys, I don't know about you, but I am so looking forward to spring.
Are you? You had enough winter already?
Yeah, I have.
Well, yeah, I mean,
ready for spring.
Yeah, but when you have yellow Porsches, of course.
Of course, you want to go zoom. But he doesn't have to stay in this coastline. He can fly somewhere else and drive his car
anywhere.
That's
true. I could drive that car right up into the belly of an airplane.
He could do that and take off to a warmer climate and drive to his heart's content.
Yeah, but then my heart is in Philly.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
He's my Philly lawyer.
And that's why he should be your first call. Yeah. 215-227-2727.
You know, some of these lawyers that you see on TV.
Right, or here on the radio.
They're down in Florida.
They're down here?
They're not here. They're in Arizona.
Are they from here?
They're not from here. No. They're not from here?
They're not from here. Yeah, they'll just hire some crackpot that's out here.
You said crackpot. Right?
Yeah, crackpot.
All right. And you're from here, though.
Born and raised. What are you talking about?
Oxford Circle, right? Yeah. The Circle.
Yeah, the OG from the OC.
OG from the OC.
Diddy do. Okay.
But no, you know, I laugh when people say, "Well, I'm represented by Top Dog,
some dog catcher, some other people."
Yeah. Well, and he's in Arizona. He wouldn't know how to find a courthouse with a dog and a cane.
Well, here's what I know. Relationships
GPS lawyers.
Relationships matter, especially in this town. And when you've been around as long as you have, you're from here, you got to go in front of these judges and these review boards and everything. You have a reputation and you have experience, and folks know what you bring to the table.
Absolutely. That matters. I appreciate you.
That matters.
Golf season's coming.
That's what I can't. Well, it's always here, but it's going to be
I start
really
seeing
convenient.
It on TV now, too.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, golf season.
So we'll see your presence at the range, Nate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to hit a bucket of balls, if nothing else.
30-39?
Either that, he's going to go Tiger with the TGL tournament. You're going to try that.
Tiger.
Yeah. TGL. Wow. Yeah. Thank God it's not golf. 215-227-2727. Folks, if you need me this week, you give me a call at that number, and you'll get me on the phone. Have a great week, folks, and we'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place.